And now let's talk about the history of our very identity as, quote, Hispanics.
Hola, soy Chichi Rodriguez. Todavía hay tiempo para devolver el cuestionario del censo del 80. Hágalo hoy. Es muy importante.
That's legendary golfer Juan Chichi Rodriguez in a 1980s commercial for the Spanish International Network, the channel that would later become Univision. He's inviting Hispanics to submit their census forms for the first time ever, choosing the Hispanic category. Cristina Mora is a sociology professor who studied the history of the term Hispanic.
Cristina, thank you so much for joining us on Latino USA.
Thank you for having me.
So right now, we essentially take for granted in our country that there is a group of people that are labeled and called Hispanics. But this notion of a large group of people, all of them Spanish-speaking, all under one umbrella, was not the way Hispanics were thought of for many, many years. So what were we before we became Hispanics?
Before these ideas about us coming together were even there, you know, we were all our separate, distinct nationalities. I mean, you know, if we look at America in the 1960s, Mexican Americans almost had a different world and a different set of issues and needs than those that Puerto Ricans might have had in the Northeast.
So who is responsible, if you had to say? Is there an institution? Was there a plan, essentially, in this notion of creating the Hispanic identity?
I think the National Council La Raza was one of the first groups to help lobby the Census Bureau to start thinking about changing the way it classified these groups. And it was also one of the lead organizations taking a role in bringing Puerto Ricans and Mexican Americans together to hammer out a Hispanic agenda.
And what role does the Census Bureau play?
For decades, up until about 1970, they had mainly categorized Mexican Americans and Puerto Ricans as simply white. And this was incredibly frustrating for Chicano activists. Whenever they would argue that they needed money for job training programs, they never really had the data to show the federal government. And so as the Bureau considered what kind of category they would create, they started to imagine a broad Hispanic category with subcategories where one could identify themselves as Hispanic, but also as Mexican or Puerto Rican or Cuban, etc.
The other big player was the media. We're going to play another clip from a 1990s Univision commercial, courtesy of their archive.
Participar en el censo es un paso importante para obtener la representación y los servicios que necesita nuestra comunidad hispana.
What role did Univision have in creating the Hispanic / Latino identity?
Over time, as Spanish language television begins to grow, especially throughout the 1980s, they begin to attach sounds, images, and narratives to this idea about what a Hispanic is.
And there were also commercial interests, marketing interests. So what role did marketing and advertising play in creating this Hispanic / Latino identity?
After 1980, the Census Bureau creates some of the first reports on now Hispanics in America. Whereas activist groups might use the income figures to show Washington that Hispanics had higher rates of poverty, for example, Univision executives would use those exact income figures and show General Mills or McDonald's and say, look, this is Hispanic buying power.
So overall, Cristina, would you say that we've gained something from becoming this huge pan-Latino Hispanic category?
When you have a sense of a powerful community, you can create lots of things. You can create organizations that help to reproduce the notion of a community. So, for example, my daughter was born last year, and on her birth certificate, it says that she's Hispanic. When the day comes that I'll enroll her in school, all her school forms will say that she's Hispanic. For all intents and purposes, my daughter might see herself the rest of her life as a Hispanic because it's all around her and it's connected to all kinds of opportunities now.
Your daughter might also just see herself as an American who doesn't have to label herself as a Hispanic because you know, soon she won't be the quote-unquote minority.
I think, though, as long as Latinos still suffer from many social disadvantages as a group, there'll still be a fight to be had, and there'll still be a way of using the category for social justice or civil rights.
Cristina, thank you so much for joining us on Latino USA.
Thank you, Maria. It's been a pleasure.
Cristina Mora is a sociology professor at UC Berkeley. She's the author of Making Hispanics: How Activists, Bureaucrats, and the Media Constructed a New America.